for all of our fellow citizens and people who love peace all over the world. And that is that Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
America is shocked and saddened by the brutal slaying tonight of Dr. Martin Luther King. I ask every citizen to reject the blind violence that has struck Dr. King.
A major turning point in the struggle for equality and justice was the tragic death of Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968. His passing sparked a wave of activism that settled a stage of movements such as CBS movement at Wittenberg, also known as Concerned Black Students, where students and faculty pushed for long-lasting change for racial discrimination. We hear from Ronald Woods, one of the founders of the CBS movement, about his perspective while he was a student at Wittenberg in 1968.
So as I am entering, both first my freshman, then my sophomore, then I'm coming back in my junior year, 67 to 68. There is a ramped up and increased sense of urgency to address issues that have not yet been addressed racially. But I was in a chair in my room in Myers Hall, and I heard the news. It had to be a radio because there was no television. We didn't have any kind of rapid communications like text or other things, that Dr. King had been assassinated and had died. It sort of left you in a situation where you're just sort of sitting in a chair in shock, thinking to yourself, this cannot be correct. It must not be correct. It absolutely will not be correct, all the while knowing that it is correct.
This resulted in the creation of the 10 demands to increase the number of Black students, Black faculty, Black social facilities, Black counselors, a new policy statement on racial discrimination, and etc. The CBS movement made sure they sent a message to the faculty demanding an end to racial discrimination at Wittenberg. They stated that if these demands were not met, a walkout would be taken action.
We announced that we would be leaving the university until such time as we did receive that response that we felt was responsive to those 10 demands. We left the campus. We marched across the campus toward the student union. That picture that you will see, with a large number of students walking across campus with literal old school suitcases in hand. We assembled our leadership, their leadership, on a Saturday morning, and we came together, and we came to an agreement that ended the walkout and put into motion several things that would that Wittenberg began then, and I would guess still is continuing its journey on.
Students now have to deal with a lot of less discriminations than Mr. Woods during his time at Wittenberg, but it is still a prevalent issue CBS has continued to combat, as current CBS President Navon Boykin tells us.
For me, the experience of myself, you know, I've often, you know, I'm labeled immediately when I step into spaces. From my freshman year, for me, you know, playing on the football team, but also being Black male, it was often understood, and I've heard this from, you know, feedback, or not necessarily feedback, but I've heard this from other students who perceive me as just the student who was just here to play football and who was a student who wasn't really here to be on my academics and to be someone who's highly involved. And, you know, you get labeled into this definition of what a Black man is on a campus like this one, where it's very towards sports and athletics. And, you know, for me, I've always noticed that and being labeled that way, and I've fought to, you know, create my own narrative, you know what I'm saying, for my narrative to speak for itself amongst others in the community and the campus community. And I'm fighting for the narratives of other Black students to be shown and represented as the president.
We all know that the CBS has changed throughout the years. One significant change is the annual walkout, which occurs every year, but is at a pause because how the faculty and staff perceive the walkout, treating it like a national holiday rather than a symbol that change is needed. Navon gives us a further dive by saying,
think it's just the general message and the mismessaging of what the faculty think of the walkout versus what actually imposes on the students. You know, I think we've gotten into a place to where, you know, it's almost like the university sees it as a national, not national, but like a annual thing that we would do as an organization. And that's like a requirement to where it shows that we're actively including or inclusive of the Black students on the campus. It's a perception thing. You know, it's a thing of, okay, well, we have a walkout. We make these lists of demands every single year of changes and things that we want changed, but nothing comes from these changes. Well, why is that? You know, the university, instead of institutionalizing and actually creating opportunities and creating changes, they are using what we're doing. I mean, this is just the mindset. It's almost like they're using what we're doing, you know, as students of color trying to raise our voices to the school's benefit, in a sense, just to show that there's diversity. And that's been the perception, because many faculty are almost questioning or asking, when's the walkout going to be, or when is this event supposed to happen? Because it always happens every year. And instead of it becoming something that was to honor or remember a historical artifact of our university's history, it's been turned into an event that is used to promote the university's culture when no changes are being done to keep the culture of the university there in place.
For more than 55 years, the CBS movement have been fighting for equality, representation, and recognition of Black student challenges. Despite its long history, the struggle for meaningful change continues, with progress being slow. I'll leave you with this incredible quote as we wrap up this episode, according to Ronald Woods.
We understood, I know I did, and I'm sure the rest of us did, that our journey was going to require us to do what we had always been taught. Study harder, work harder, try harder, keep moving forward. You know, that whole adage of you're going to need to be twice as good to get half as far.